Lesson 4. Character and Behavior. When I was a teenager, I was painfully shy, extremely shy. I loved reading books, and I had a vivid imagination. I had a creative and colorful imagination. My best friend had a more outgoing personality. She liked to be friendly and sociable, and a good sense of humor, ability to make other people laugh. Unfortunately, she was also brutally honest, and sometimes her comments hurt my feelings, made me sad, upset, or angry. Although I was fiercely loyal to her, she showed her true colors, revealed her true personality, when she played a prank, did a trick, that humiliated me in front of the class. I bore a grudge, continued feeling angry against her for years afterwards. Now that I look back on it, I can see that she had low self-esteem. She considered herself inferior, and a bit of a mean streak. A streak is a tiny bit of someone's personality. I've come out of my shell, become less shy since those days. I have a thicker skin. I'm less sensitive to criticism, and it doesn't bother me when people speak their minds, say exactly what they think without considering the effects of the words on others. My biggest flaw is that I have a tendency to be arrogant. Some say I have a superiority complex, consider myself superior to others. I'll admit that it is hard for me to swallow my pride, stop being arrogant, and recognize when I've been mistaken about something. My resolution for the new year is to make a more concerted effort to put others first, consider the needs of other people more important than my own. Listen to and repeat the collocations about character and behavior. Painfully shy. Had a vivid imagination. Outgoing personality. Sense of humor. Brutally honest. Hurt my feelings. Fiercely loyal. Showed her true colors. Played a prank. Bore a grudge. Low self-esteem. A mean streak. Come out of my shell. Have a thicker skin. Speak their minds. Have a tendency. Have a superiority complex. Swallow my pride. Put others first. Now take the quiz to practice the collocations from this lesson.